Republicans proposed using stewardship fund dollars to buy up property held by the state's Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. This would have cost the fund nearly $80 million, money that Doyle says should be used to buy and protect more land, not to buy land the state already owns. Doyle says he's also found a way to restore funding to the state's Smart Growth program, which offers grants to local governments that lay out community blueprints. Republicans who voted to cut Smart Growth say it's ineffective and bureaucratic. They said their move to buy existing state land with stewardship dollars would keep two state agencies from duplicating one another's work. Doyle said neither move was in the interest of the public.
People don't come up to you saying, get rid of that stewardship fund, get rid of that stewardship fund, do away with Smart Growth. Doesn't happen. These are programs that are supported by vast majority of people in this state, Democrats and Republicans alike.
The governor also announced he'll veto a Republican plan to reduce garbage dumping fees in Wisconsin. Environmentalists say the lower fees would have encouraged more states to dump their trash here. The moves mean Doyle has abandoned the idea of vetoing the entire budget. He says he'll shift money around instead.
It's in the best interest of everyone to have a budget signed and to move on, rather than to have all kinds of uncertainty in the state about how much money will schools have and will they have to lay off teachers.
The governor would not say how he expects to find more money in the budget for schools. His veto power does not let him increase overall state spending. Doyle says he hopes to have the entire state budget wrapped up in the next couple weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.